Well, thank you, Will, and thank all of you for attending today. This is a very important day to American agriculture, Canadian agriculture, and Mexican agriculture. And we come today to show our unity together. And I want to thank Mr. Bonnet and Mr. De La Vega for being with us today and helping joining us in talking about the modernization of the NAFTA trade treaty. I want you gentlemen and everyone in the room here today to know that American farmers and ranchers value our trade relationships with our two closest neighbors. Canada and Mexico are more than just close. They are our number one and our number three customers of the United States agricultural products exports, and they are also they are the top two suppliers of U.S. agricultural imports. Clearly, our trade relations are important to all of us on the stage here. We have a vital interest in helping our neighbors make improvements, our negotiators make improvements, but also to do no harm to the gains that we have gained in NAFTA. We are committed to preserving and expanding upon the gains agriculture has achieved and ensure a modernized NAFTA continues to be a success story for North America farmers and ranchers. We all want timely enforcement of trade agreements and prompt resolutions to disputes that might arise in this new modernization treaty. USDA projects U.S. agricultural exports will total $137 billion this year. The forecast of agricultural imports is $114.5 billion, giving us a trade surplus in agricultural products, and yes, I said a surplus, of $22.5 billion. So for all the criticisms of our trade deals, we in agriculture want our negotiators to know that trade deals and open markets are largely beneficial to American farmers and ranchers and to the communities that we live in and do our business in and raise our families. There will be opportunities during these negotiations to talk about issues concerning us with commodities, but it is important to enter these talks with cool heads and focus on the common goals that we have. The three groups that are here today agree that trade helps all of our citizens and all our farmers and ranchers in our countries, and we look forward to a better agreement for the future that is modernized for modern agriculture. Thank you.
Next, we have Ron Bonnet, President of the Canadian Federation of Agriculture.
Thank you, Will, and thank you to the American Farm Bureau for the hospitality. We had the opportunity to have lunch before this press conference, and I think it gave us an opportunity to exchange views on where things are going. And I think between Mr. Duvall and Mr. De La Vega, I think we realized that there was a lot of common ground we can build on. This morning we heard the ministers and secretaries make opening remarks on the renegotiation of NAFTA. And I think it's interesting in the opening comments we heard the word agriculture a number of times. With our leadership in all three countries recognizing that agriculture is important, we the farm leaders of all three countries must insist that the voices of farmers and ranchers must be heard as these negotiations proceed. I thank the press for coming out. I think this is an issue of great importance to the economies of all three countries. CFA, American Farm Bureau, and CNA in Mexico decided several weeks ago that it would be appropriate for us to try and find that common ground that we had when we moved forward. And we have prepared a joint statement and a subsequent letter to our negotiators based on the principle of do no harm. For agriculture, it has been good. If we look at the changes since 1994, trade between our three countries has grown exponentially. We must on this success. With Canada, U.S., we have $56 billion in reciprocal trade, and the U.S. has a slight surplus with it at this time. With Mexico and Canada, we have $4.2 billion in reciprocal trade. And again, Mexico has a slight surplus. Canada is the top export market for 29 U.S. states. As farm leaders, we have outlined common ground for a path forward. There are five areas that we agreed on. One is a focus on increased and improved regulatory alignment. The second area is looking at improving the flow of goods at border crossings. The third is further alignment of science-based sanitary and phytosanitary measures. And for that fancy term, that's human, animal, and plant health issues. The elimination of non-science-based technical barriers to trade is another area we need to concentrate on. And then adapting the agreement to technology advances that have been made since 1994. In 94, the internet, digital economies, those types of things weren't even thought of. In closing, I would like to echo what was said this morning. We are neighbors, partners, and friends. We have a relationship based on trust and understanding. Agriculture has been a success. And remember, do no harm. Thank you.